You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by James chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, which says, "But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace." There is a vast contrast between the wisdom of this world and the wisdom that comes directly from the Lord. The wisdom of this world is focused on temporary things. It seeks to be right at the cost of the well-being of others. It looks to be rewarded with earthly riches, and it creates needless conflict and division. The wisdom of God, however, is pure. It produces a harvest of righteousness that encourages peace between brothers in Christ. When a believer is exercising godly wisdom, they display the fruit of the Holy Spirit's presence in their life by conveying gentleness, an ability to reason without being arrogant, and a desire to show mercy toward others. When Christ becomes Lord of your life, this is the kind of wisdom He brings forth from you. He grants you His mind. He transforms your thinking, and He fosters a thoughtful harmony between you and your Christian family. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to look at it together today and to think about the things that You've communicated to us through Your Word. Lord, we're grateful to be able to look at this portion of Scripture and to think about the ways in which You contrast Your wisdom with worldly wisdom. We see that Your wisdom is pure, it produces peace, it treats people with gentleness, it's reasonable, it facilitates righteousness, and ultimately we all benefit from it. And Lord, that stands in stark contrast to the wisdom of this world. This world has a me-first kind of attitude. This world has a consumer more than a producer mindset. This world values selfishness and rebels against Your giving heart. Father, we're grateful for the fact that when we come to faith in Your Son, Jesus Christ, You grant us Your divine wisdom. You help us to see things in a new way. In the midst of our day-to-day circumstances, we learn to operate differently, and we make better decisions because we're making decisions that are in line with Your will and Your heart and Your plan. So thank You, Father, for granting us the gift of Your wisdom. Thank You for helping us to navigate life in such a way that we can bring You glory. And Father, we're grateful for Your presence with us right now. We give You praise for all of these things. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's devotion came from my book, The Desire Jesus 1 Year Devotional. If you'd like to order a copy so you could follow along, please visit our bookstore at desirejesus.com. And don't forget to leave us a rating or review via your favorite podcast player. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.